Okay, we're going to learn Chanukah Maimorim. There's a Chanukah, it's interesting. Most of the Chanukah Maimorim are in Miketz, but there's a Chanukah Maimorim in Vayeshev. It's very interesting. All the time, Miketz is Shabbos Chanukah. This year's Parsha is Vayeshev. It's like once in 20 years it happens like that. Okay, page Chav Testay, the Earth, first column. Chavi, be Kislev. The Gemara says like this. The 25th day of Kislev, Yemet, the Chanukah, the days of Chanukah. And the Yavanim came into the Heichol and they impurified all the oil. And when the Malchus Beis Chashmonai was victorious, they only found one jug of oil. They made 8 days of Yom Tov with Hallel and saying Al Hanisim. That's what the Gemara's expression is. They established it a year later for Hallel and Hidah, not for the candles. Hallel and Hidah means for Hallel and Al Hanisim. To understand what does it mean, the expression of Hallel v'Hidah, the Gam Lahovin, Ma'lamet Tiknu B'Nezeh. Why did the Chachamim establish with this miracle? Lahad the Kner Zechel Migdosh, to light oil. You know, based on what used to happen to Beis Hamikdash, Shemotz Pachach Shul Shemen Leitiknu came b'Shanisim. By all the other miracles, Chachamim didn't institute a mitzvah based on the miracle. By Kriyas Yamsev, there's no mitzvah based on the miracle or any other miracle that happened in Chumash. Dafka by the Nes of Chanukah, because he found the miracle with the oil, so they said, okay, light the menorah like it was in the Beis Hamikdash. What's the connection between the candles, the Halal v'Hidah? Okay, so the Alter Rebbe is explaining, number one, why did they establish the mitzvah on candles? And secondly, what does this concept of Halal v'Hidah mean? So he says, Achinyin, the Hinek Siv, the Pasuk says, Ner mitzvah v'teira or, that a mitzvah is a candle, and teira is light. What does it mean? V'yuvin v'hegdim. To first understand what is this whole concept of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, like the Gemara asks, what was the purpose of having a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash to light the candles? First of all, Hashem doesn't need light. Secondly, it's a very strange thing. The Gemara explains, normally a window is made to bring in light. The way a window is made is to bring in the light. In the Beis HaMikdash, the windows were made in a way that light doesn't come in, it goes out. So the Gemara asks the question, why is there a menorah lit? Hashem doesn't need light. And the Gemara answers, Simenu l'chol bo'ay eilam sheshchina sheda b'Yisrael. The purpose of menorah was to show the world that Hashem rests amongst the Jews. He says, when Adin lit the candles between the evening, Yaktiranu should bring the Ketores, and in the morning when they cleaned out the licht, they brought the Ketores. They brought the Ketores twice a day. So there's a Ketores when he lit the menorah at night, and they brought the Ketores when he cleaned the menorah in the morning. Shemalai lohoyim madli kol zayin neidus. At night he lit all seven candles. Olamocha medashnu mativim. He cleaned them out. He only lit the ner maravi, the western candle, which is the sixth candle. Shemimanoyim maschaboyim asayim. In other words, they only lit in the morning one candle, the ner maravi. Which, by the way, the source of why many shuls have a minig. That Chanukah in the morning, they also light the menorah and show without a bracha. Chayre, the menorah is lit at night. Why are we lighting in the morning? So it says, because in Zecher LeMikdash and the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah, at least the Ner Maravi, was lit in the morning too. And that was a miraculous candle that burned 24 hours. So therefore, it was the first one to be lit and the last one to go out. The Inyan, Kineiros, the seven Neiros of the menorah, Hemidas, Locha Hashem, Agdul of Agvura. Vein Zayin Neiros, Kineged Zayin Midas. We know there's seven Midas. Corresponding with the seven Midas, there's seven candles. Why did Eibishter make the menorah have seven candles? So this explains because there's seven Midas. Or, the Chassidus explains, the Ner refers to the Neshama, and they're Jews that serve Hashem with Ava and Yira and Rachmanis, all the seven ways of serving Hashem, the seven Midas. So the corresponding with Neri, B'chol Midah, Midah, Yerzel, Umezeb. Just like there's a Midah of Ava, of Chesed in Kedusha, there's Chesed of Klipa. There's Gvor of Kedusha, there's Gvor of Klipa. Ven Yankes Min HaKedusha. And they get the nourishment from Kedusha, like he says, Mi'av the Kedusha. From the Av of Kedusha, meaning the Chesed of Kedusha, Nimsha Mishtaushas HaMadregas, comes down in the Shtaushas of the worlds, Li'ez Taiva Gashmis, their physical love. Like we know, Chassidus explains, Avram Avinu personified Chesed of Atzilis, but Chesed in Kedusha, but Yotzim Imani Yishmol. Yishmol came from him, that's Chesed of Klipa. Yitzchok is Gvorah, came from him, Esav of Klipa. So he says, everything comes from Kedusha, obviously. So all the love to worldly things, where does it come from? What's the source of it? Love of Kedusha, Chesed of Atzilus. So just like the Rabbi says in Tanya, Zalum Azeh, just like there's Chesed, a Midah of Kedusha, there's a Midah of Ra. And he said, V'chem Yira de Kedusha. From Yira, fear and awe of Kedusha, comes, when it comes into evil, comes Yira Ra and Kas and all the other things that come from Gvura, like anger and all that stuff. And therefore, what is the purpose? Sarach levadram olahavcham. And therefore, it's necessary to refine and transform the midis rois lizchol abegedusha al yena to become included in one with kedusha of above. Shetiyan amidas kulan lavay in the level of bitul locha Hashem agdula vagvura. So he says like this: there's seven midis. There's in kedusha and in evil. The purpose of the midis rois is to elevate them to kedusha, meaning to make even the ava of klipa L'cha Hashem Agdula. To make that even the Batut Hashem. No, it's the same thing. He's lighting the Menorah.
Same
concept. This is not at all a contradiction to that. Babiru b'chochma. And how do you find, how do you refine all those midas? You refine them b'chochma. Ki b'chochma is biriru. Like the expression in Chazal, with Chochma is the Birur. Because in order to separate good from bad, or bad from good, you have to understand what's good, what's bad. And understand also the level of Bittul. What is the Chochma? Chochma is Bechinas Erd. Chochma is the level of Erd. Lahoy it is a Midas ulazachacham. To refine the, illuminate the Midas, and to refine the Midas. So you need light in order to refine the Midas Rois. Now, Belaila Zuz Mana Cheshach, therefore, why was the Menorah lit towards evening? Not Mamish at night, it was lit before night. Why was it, but in the evening, the Menorah burnt the whole night? Was this Mana Cheshach at Tzor Elohoi, it is called Zayin Nedis, to illuminate all the seven Nedis, Hainu. Laham Shech Erach Chochmo Chom Mido Mido Bifnei Atzma. To elevate every midah, you can't light one candle, because then you're not refining each particular midah. So at night, before night, the Kohen lit the menorah in the base of Mikdash to elevate each one of the seven midahs that at night should be light. It should be chesh, or Hashem can be yang. Hayadai bad logos ner avov. But during the day, it was only enough to light one candle because the darkness wasn't that much. Which is Iker Hashpa, which is a prime sustenance. I'll explain why. Why? Because the Ner Maravi, the sixth light, is an attribute of Yesod. Sixth meter is Yesod. All the Hashpa of Chesed Gvor Tiferes Netzach Hayd Yesod, before Zohar and Malchus, the Yichud of Zohar and Malchus, right? That's from the level you saw. In other words, Chesed goes into Gvor Tiferes and Netzach Hayd Yesod. Yesod has them all, and that is becomes one with Malchus. So the source of the Hashpa is the level of Yesod. Therefore, the pasuk says, "L'cha Hashem Agdula v'Agvora." I mean, Gvor Tiferes and Netzach V'Yahid. Kichel says in Kabbalah is the level of Yesod. b'shemayim of Oretz that connects Zohar and Malchus, which is Zohar Shemayim in Oretz. That's why he doesn't mention Yesod. It says L'cha Hashem Agdula v'Agvura, which is really a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. L'cha Hashem Agdula v'Agvura v'Tiferes v'Neitzach v'Yahay. Then it says L'cha Hashem Amamlacha. What happened to Yesod? So it says Kikhel is a level of Yesod, for whatever reason, that's what it says. That Kikhel is a level of Yesod, the Ma'achid Shemayim v'Adam, that connects Shemayim v'Adam to Shazon Malchus. So therefore, during at night, where it's dark, they needed all seven candles to elevate or to illuminate all seven midas of Ra. During the day, it was enough to light one because that was the Iker Hashpa of Yesod.
So what was that position, Rabbi? That Yesod candle.
What?
What was the position?
Well, there are different opinions. Well, here, the Alter Rebbe says the expression Ner Shishi. The sixth one of the candles. Okay, he says, "V'nei yesh elam shana v'nefesh." We know that the Sefer Yetzirah says there's elam, shana, and nefesh. Elam means world, meaning place. Shana is year, meaning time, and nefesh is the person. Right? There's elam, and therefore it says, Chassidus says, "V'har Sinai oshan." Kulei ayin shinun oshan smoked is olam shana and nefesh, meaning everything in world is time, place, and then the person dealing with the time and the place. So he says shahokshem shoyad mamshicham shochas harachachem abeilam. Just like Adon came by kindling the menorah, Elu brought down the level of chachm into the world. Shein zayim b'chinas midas olyanis. Which is in the worldly things of the seven midas. So the same thing. Which correspond with the seven natives. Meaning like this. The number 70 that the Jews were, right, when they came down to Mitzrayim, not in this week's parsha, in Vayigash, Vayigash, in two parshas. The 70 neshamas correspond with the seven midas, each one composed of 10. So Aaron's avoda was to illuminate not only the physical menorah, but leishchas haneiros. Actually, Aaron HaKohen illuminated the neshama of every single Jew, the Chesed Jews and the Agvoda Jews, the Ava Jews, the Yira Jews, the Berachmanis. All those different levels of Jews were elevated. Okay, please. Seven times 10, the seven midas, each one composed of 10.